2026, the year of the new design portfolio. I was working on my website, like any proper person should, but my attention somehow drifted to something I saw yesterday. People were feeding screenshots of websites to AI for analysis, and then asking the AI to describe them as a designer would when writing a style guide. As you can see, this is nice and really clever. All these new AI ideas slay entire industries. It's very scary. But also, it shows how humanity is advancing. So, as I was poking at my website, which AI helped me to clean up, this new generation model that came out this week is limited, but yeah, it's more powerful. I still feel that its mind is perforated somehow. So this could mean that it compresses its memory by summarizing it, and then, just by the nature of summarization, it ends up with memory holes. But my project got cleaned up really well. And graphics stayed on my mind for the remainder of the afternoon, so I went back to the more powerful AI that I will let lapse now in favor of another company that now offers many models, most models. But instead of analyzing a screenshot, I just looked at the language used by those style guides, and I told the AI to make it cinematic, full bleed, which means from corner to corner, and stylish, with good contrast. My first experiment was just a set of color-defining variables. CSS variables that ship with Bootstrap, to be precise. And it worked really well. I still use it in my latest design. But then, why stop here, I wondered. So I downloaded one of the biggest design projects, Bootstrap, certainly the most popular one, and I began setting up a business. I told the AI, we are building a Bootstrap themes company that few years ago could almost make millions, and sometimes from just one or two themes. I told it to set up a Docker container and harden it against supply chain attacks. Again, AI is hard at work in other places too. And then I yelled out, give me Bootstrap. All the tools that the latest version uses, that the docs describe. I gave it examples of themes and products being sold. I just downloaded a free version of a paid product without the extra stuff that people have to pay for. It's actually a pretty interesting way to make a sale, because you give away the base of your product for free, which is good advertising, and your customers are very happy with it. And then you charge them $20 for a 20 kilobyte file with a bunch of zipped up JavaScript in there that has all the extras. You can just send that via email. And all your hosting and advertising and free website, all of that absolutely qualifies for free hosting for open source projects. Not a bad setup. And then, to test things out, I said, make me a fruit theme. Exactly the fruit that you are thinking of. And I gave it one of the style guides that I found yesterday. And the result was fantastic. It didn't look exactly like the fruit company. It, in fact, looked better because Bootstrap is a powerful base for themes. It was milky and smooth, with rounded edges but hard contrast. You know, it just worked. So again, why stop here? I pulled up my sleeves, I closed my eyes, and recalled my greatest theme project, Dragonfly, a lovely little thing. I tried to sell it, but it was rejected by a bot because the files weren't what they expected. They wanted a plain HTML version like I'm creating now. What I gave them was, in fact, a container, a virtual machine, an entire build system with Linux. a powerful setup with an eye on the future. I learn by making these types of mistakes. I had no time to read their documentation. You learn 1,000 times more the other way around. And indeed, I sure learned. I discovered that it was, in fact, an automated system with non-AI bots. We didn't have AI back then. The top theme sold so well because it probably belonged to the shop owner. And it got me thinking. How automated can automated get? And as I've been watching AI rise, oh boy. Oh, yes. Even if nobody buys, I still get to keep the themes. They are fantastic, perfectly compatible with my blogs and all my other projects. I sometimes try to avoid using Bootstrap, but I always go back and I always say, oh, why am I doing this to myself? I should have used Bootstrap from the get-go. I wouldn't be messing with CSS right now. So it's a really good way of decorating a website or applications. I think my biggest lesson, though, is that all the projects that I would upload to a third-party store would absolutely require maintenance. So the store would take 75% of my money for posting the product, and I would be doing all the maintenance work. And somewhere on one of those stores, I saw that the company was saying, you know, an individual may not be a good fit for us. But if you are running a web development company and have employees that have some downtime, you should definitely do business with us. So that was pretty ridiculous. And I immediately set up a store just like theirs. But here, you need taxes. You need to handle chargebacks and product redownloads. You need to do advertising and cross-advertising, which is actually really interesting. Basically, every product page where someone signs up to your system and tries to sell a product has a sidebar that advertises other products. And then you greatly encourage your customers to advertise their products, which also means that they advertise the products in the sidebar, and you're getting a lot of traffic from a lot of places, from different accounts, and no one gets mad at you for spamming. So, like everyone else, after I finished programming the store and testing out product sales, I turned to the genius of WinRAR. Give it away as shareware, without expiration. And expect all the corporations to pay, because they worry about that kind of thing. So shareware is again free advertising. Customers use it all the time and then bring it into the corporation, and eventually the corporation has to get licenses for it. Pretty clever. But also, I returned to needing a product. And I gave up on this project and began working on programming languages, because selling a programming language that can accomplish amazing feats of programming like Automator or PageMaker or even Microsoft Access is much more profitable and much more useful to the user and thus easier to sell. I chose to work with visual programming languages where you connect boxes together with cables. Today, this means helping AI write programs a little bit better, because it doesn't need to look at the code behind the boxes. It just looks at the boxes or the commands that the boxes represent. I did finish visual programming. I moved on to text-based visual programming, very interesting, and dipped back to visual programming of city maps. So, basically, symbolic AI programming, and this was a great success. And now, I dove into full-on symbolic programming, where AI programs the classical AI that becomes more intelligent as a result. I've had a wonderful time doing so, But at the moment, it is hard to go back to the older, more efficient AI, with every week bringing something new in the big AI world. Autonomous agents, Gemma, supply chain attacks, Kimi, AI doing design, Linux getting rooted to teach all the closed operating system a damn good lesson. Excited and with popcorn in hand. As I wait for AI to freaking slow down a little bit, I jump back to my old themes project. I'm learning both the themes and artificial intelligence and symbolic artificial intelligence. It's a lot of fun. The first thing I said to the AI, and I almost fainted saying it, was Amber CRTs. Model M keyboards and sneakers, older name for hackers. I said, we are going to be the first to create user interface components that are purely, purely decorative. We will put a chandelier where modern designers, if you want to call them that, just stick a flashing LED. One of those wavy slidey placeholder squares. And I am not joking. I fully expect to develop component CSS, HTML samples, probably in multiple languages, definitely with documentation, and web components, my favorite. So a full design chain spanning SCSS, CSS, HTML, JS, HPS, and a whole lot of reactive programming that I already worked out. And all this for cool little fantasy user interface animations, a link to which I provide in the original text. And you see those in sci-fi movies, but never on websites, not really. Having showed you what I went through, I want you to know that this isn't something you should program by hand. Because of the problems with maintenance and support, it needs to be left up to AI, which will do it right, and also take care of bugs and any issues that may arise in the future. These design projects, Bootstrap or otherwise, you can tell your AI to create a clone of Bootstrap or something inspired by Bootstrap or just by frameworks in general, and then start theming that. These design projects are about your imagination, about your affinity for art, for design, for graphics. To get into it, you have to let yourself get bitten by the design bug. Go over movies you like. Go through the art books at the bookstore. Maybe think about computer games from your childhood. If you are like me, maybe you enjoy fantasy user interfaces or 3D websites where everything is moving all over the place, or not exactly computer games, but more like 2D pixel art, like the graphics you see in the beginning of the game or at the end of the game where the hero has won and is waving the sword. You need to start piling up a little library of photos. And think about the design that would translate into user interfaces and applications. This is about making products, but more like practice for the products you will make in the future. Primarily, this is about your design portfolio, which absolutely has to be serious enough to show a product. The picture you should take away from all of this is a dashboard with your name on it, turned to face the world, turned to show everyone how brilliant your product design is. High school will give you crappy grades and make you feel like you're dumb. University hopes to rob you of all your savings. You know, if you want to go to the good one. But your product portfolio will survive decades. You will always keep your dashboard facing the world so people will know what you are capable of, and how you have grown, and how your tastes have evolved, and how more capable you have become because of AI and because of working with software and design and themes and whatnot. In the age of AI, a diploma is pretty pointless. What really matters is what you can do with artificial intelligence. It will do all the typing for you, but it still needs a creative force. That is the new portfolio. AI made you a designer. It made you powerful and great at programming, too. But you have to show the world how powerful. And that is what your dashboard, your design portfolio, is really for.